Hey, Brad. Oh, Brad and Sunshine? There's two people on the phone? Is it Brad and Sunshine?
Yes, this is Sunshine.
And Brad?
Hello, I'm Brad.
Okay, what can we do for you guys?
I was listening to you guys this morning, your morning show, and you were talking about Royco Roofing and the cake.
Yeah, Kyle had this story. Kyle, what was the story?
Supposedly the Royco Roofing ripped the roof off of the wrong house and got an I'm sorry cake to make up for it.
Right.
Yes. So that is actually Brad Carter, who's on air with me here, and he can tell you all about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I do a show of my own. It's called The Snowplow Show, and I like to call up bakeries and tell them that I, you know, just ask for crazy cake names like that.
So you called up a bakery and said, I want to write an I'm sorry cake for a roof that I ripped off, but you never ripped off a roof?
Correct, yeah. I'm not a construction worker at all. I just made the whole thing up.
So there's no Royco Roofing Company?
No, there's not.
So then how did it get in the news?
I put this on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, and this company approached me and they're like, hey, we'd like to buy the rights to your video. And I didn't know what they were going to do with it, but apparently they're going to write a crazy news story that is not true at all.
When did they reach out to you?
Just a few days after I posted the video, and it wasn't getting a lot of hits, really, so I don't know how they found it.
Yeah, but when did you post the video? Is this 6 months ago, or is this yesterday?
Oh, no, it was about 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Okay, so just so I understand this, you do a radio okay. show, Brad, on snowplows?
Yeah, it's an internet radio show. It's a podcast called The Snowplow Show.
Okay, so then for fun, you call up bakeries, and you put weird
Correct.
Stuff on cakes.
Yeah, and we decided, Sunshine actually decided that I should just try it in real life and see how it goes.
So you actually ordered the cake and you went and picked up the cake.
Right. Well, I went in and ordered the cake, in person. I didn't do any of it over the phone for this one.
Okay, you ordered it in person and you filmed it all for YouTube.
Correct.
And then you put it on your YouTube channel and then somebody calls you up and says, we want to buy the rights to your story.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not like I was making any money off of it, so I'm like, Sure, I'll sign over the rights. You can have half the profits or whatever they asked for. Mm-hmm.
And now it's somehow these people that bought that, they put it in the news, and it's news.
Yes.
Right, yeah, they didn't interview us for any of that. It's all just completely made-up stuff.
Wow.
It's a totally made-up story. There's no Royco, nothing. You get bored and you call up bakeries.
Did Royco buy Pretty the much. Rights? Because that would be genius on their part.
But there is no Royco.
No.
But I'm saying, If there was a Royco, they should
so
have bought the rights.
So someone should create a company, a roofing company called Royco.
When we just hear the story, we just think that is the under-apology of the decade that, you know, like, here, I'm sorry I took your roof off. And you can see where that would be compelling. But the fact that none of that happened, and by the way, something completely different, a snowplow podcast might be the most specific podcast I've ever heard of in my entire life. That's crazy.
It's a prank call show. He does a weekly prank call podcast.
A lot of prank calls, just kind of mess with people and say weird things to them.
I think it's great, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunshine, you were listening to our show, and out of what's really random too is out of all the stories in the world, Kyle picked that story to put in her news.
And you know the funniest part to me is if you look at the story online, nobody has mentioned the fact that the Walmart worker spelled the word accidentally incorrectly on that cake.
You know, this is our first real exposure to fake news that we've been hearing about all over the government and everything. Well, that's fake news. That's fake news. Here, now we have a whole
Every once in a while, you guys, I'll let you in on a little secret. I like to litter a little fake news into the what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
See who's listening.
So did you ask them to spell accidentally wrong?
Oh, no. She just did that. I've done cakes before and had the same issue. They just misspell things. It's kind of funny.
So they actually did. So spelling accidentally wrong wasn't part of the plan. It just happened.
Oh, no.
You can see it happened.
That girl didn't know how to spell accidentally.
Accidentally.
I can see that. When you're doing a cake, you might get nervous and just kind of fill it out.
Well, Brad and Sunshine.
Yeah, well, I think.
Thanks for that scoop.
I think I was scaring her, to be honest.
If we see this story in the news later today, because normally when Kyle does news, I mean, it's going to be news that'll be throughout the day in real news stations. So when we see that story in the news, we're going to be like, oh, my God, that's a totally fake story.
It kind of means you're making it, Brad.
I never thought fake news was real before. But
how do we know that what you're telling us, like, how do we know that maybe you guys get bored and you just call radio shows and, hey, that story you just reported, we made that whole thing up.
That's a good point.
That's a really good idea. We should start doing that.
Yeah, let's just do it.
I kind of like Brad and Sunshine.
If you check the article... If you check the article, you can pretty much fact check and see that everything's fake in there.
Are you guys at all dating or into each other?
Yeah. We've been dating for 2 years.
Yeah, good. You sound like a cute couple.
Aww.
All right,
so
Brad.
We did a cake for that.
I wanna listen to the Snowplow Show.
Yeah, ditto.
All right. I'll Google
it. You should do that. Go to phoneLosers.org.
Phone Losers. All right.
Yeah. I'm into weird names, apparently.
All right. Thank you, guys.
The cake was delicious, by the way.
Hey, we're coming up with this idea. Maybe you guys can help us with this idea since you're so creative. Are you ready for this, Brad and Sunshine?
Okay.
I'm ready.
So we want to do this Easter trivia thing. We're going to get Easter eggs, and one of the Easter eggs is going to be, all the Easter eggs are going to be hard-boiled, okay? One of the Easter eggs is going to be raw, and we want to do trivia in the studio, and whoever gets a question wrong has to smash an egg on their head, right?
Okay.
Are you following me?
Following.
But we're trying to come up, we don't know what are the trivia questions, like what kind of trivia should they be? Like Rich was saying that maybe it should be Jesus stuff because of Easter, but we kind of already got the Easter thing going with the Easter eggs.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe Brad can quiz us on real news and fake news.
I'd be into that.
So maybe you could be the host of it, Brad and Sunshine.
You could simulcast it on the Snowplow Show.
Yeah, Snowplow trivia.
Just all questions.
I know more about snowplows than I do Jesus. Brad.
Jesus actually drove a snowplow, didn't he?
Hold on the line, okay? Hold on the line. We got to get some information from you guys. That was a pretty weird 4 minutes right there.
Yeah. That was really weird.
Took a little to catch up with that in my brain.
Oh, man. Anyway.